Good morning and welcome back to Pastor's Morning Musings. Pastor Jeff here with you again today. And I'd like to start off today and take a couple seconds here and wish my little sister a happy birthday. I hope you have a blessed day today, Jody, and I hope that this year coming up will be the best year you've had yet. So I want you to know that I love you and again, happy birthday. Today we're going to be in the book of Psalms, chapter number 26, and I'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, a Psalm of David. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, nor will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. David makes a lot of statements about his life, and his desire to do what is right before the eyes of God in his life. There is a lot here we could muse on and heed for our lives and all that David states. But where I stopped and mused for a moment today was in verse number 8. David said, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. What a statement that David makes about his life and heart with God. David stated that his love was for the habitation of God's house, or he loved the act that he had throughout his life of making his home with the house of God. I can think back upon my life, and I cannot ever see a day or remember a day that I was not brought to or brought myself to the house of God. There were times, yes, in my life that I did not go to church, and I still see those ones that I didn't go, I remember as desolate. Something a part of my life was missing. Church has never been a perfect place that I've gone to. There have been many problems, controversies, trials, and yes, heartaches. But through any of these, my love for God's house and the honor of it has stood still in my life. Maybe this is because I have never seen it as a perfect place with perfect people, but my earthly heavenly family home. A place where I knew for sure that there were fellow family members and a place I could hear the name of my God lovingly addressed, not taken in vain. It's very hard for me to understand people who don't have church as an important part of their lives. I don't understand how so many Christians can take it so lightly and can't wait for it to be over or a time to be canceled. To me, I love the habitation of God's house as David did, and I hope you do as well. So let me leave you with this one last thought for today. To be good to all who come your way, for when you meet, may be in difficulty, seat.